You don't know everything, Harry, Bob said. You don't even know a lot. I can't touch this. I can't come anywhere near it. And if I even try, I'll be crossing boundaries I shouldn't. I'm not going up against angels, Dresden, fallen or otherwise. I sighed and lifted my hands. Fine, fine. Is there someone I can talk to? Bob was quiet for a moment before he said, Maybe. Ulsharavas. Ulsha who? Ulsharavas. She's an ally of the Loa, an oracle spirit. There's details about halfway through your copy of Dumont's Guide to Divinationators.
How are her prices?
Reasonable, Bob said. You've got everything you need for the calling. She isn't usually malicious.
Isn't usually?
The Loa are basically good guys, but they all have their darker aspects, too. Ulsharavas is a pretty gentle guide, but she's been harsh before. Don't let your guard down.
I won't, I said, and frowned. One more thing. Swing by Marcone's place and see if there's anything interesting there. You don't have to go all David Niven, just take a look around.
You think Marcone's involved in this one?
His thugs already took a poke at me. I might as well find out whatever I can. I give you permission to leave in pursuit of that information, Bob. Get back before dawn. Oh, do we still have that recipe for the antivenom to vampire spit? A cloud of orange lights flowed out of the skull across the table and then up the stairs. Bob's voice, oddly modulated, floated back to me.
Red notebook. Don't forget to light the ward flame while I'm gone.
Yeah, I muttered. I gave Bob a minute to clear my wards, then got down a 3-candle holder with green, yellow, and red candles on it. I lit the green one and set the candle holder aside. I got out Dumont's guide and read over the entry for Ulsharavas. It looked pretty simple, though you couldn't be too careful whenever you called something in from the Never Never. I took a couple of minutes to gather what I'd need. The oracle spirit couldn't put together a body for herself, not even a nebulous cloud of light like Bob could. She required a homunculus to manifest in the mortal world. Dumont recommended a newly dead corpse, but as the only one I was likely to find was my own, I needed a substitute. I found it in another box and plopped it down in the center of my summoning circle. I added a cup of whiskey and a freshly opened tin of Prince Albert's chewing tobacco to the circle, the required down payment to convince Ulsharavas to show up. It was the last of my whiskey and the last of the tins of tobacco, so I added Get More Scotch and Prince Albert in a Can to my to-do list and stuck it in my pocket. I spent a couple of minutes sweeping the floor around the circle so that I wouldn't kick a stray hair or bit of paper across the circle and flub it up. After a brief deliberation, I chalked down another circle outside the copper one. Then I took a moment to go over the guide a last time and to clear my head of distractions. I took a deep breath and gathered in my strength. Then I focused, reached down, and touched the copper circle, willing a tiny jolt of power into it. The summoning circle closed. I felt it as a tingling prickle on the back of my neck and a faint warmth on the skin of my face. I repeated the process with the chalk circle, adding a second layer, and then knelt down by the circle, lifting both hands, palms up. Ulsharavas, I murmured, willing energy into the words. My voice shook oddly, skittering around tones in what seemed a random fashion. Ulsharavas, Ulsharavas, one lost in ignorance seeks you. One darkened by the lack of knowledge seeks your light. Come, guardian of memory, sentinel of the yet to come, accept this offering and join me here. At the conclusion of the ritual words, I released the power I'd been holding, sending it coursing from me into the circle, and through it to seek out the oracle spirit in the Never Never. The response came immediately. A sudden swirl of light appeared within the copper circle and briefly made the barrier around it visible as a curved plane of blue sparkles. The light drizzled down over the homunculus, and a moment later it twitched, then sat up. Welcome, Oracle, I said. Bob the Skull thought you might be of some help. The homunculus sat up and stretched out pudgy arms. Then it blinked, looked at its arms, and rose to stare down at itself. It looked up at me with one eyebrow raised and asked in a tiny voice,
"A Cabbage Patch doll? You expect me to help you while wearing this?"
It was a cute doll. Blonde ringlets fell to her plush shoulders, and she wore a pink and blue calico dress, complete with matching ribbons and little black shoes. Sorry, I said. I didn't have anything else with two arms and two legs, and I'm pressed for time. Ulsharavas, the Cabbage Patch doll, sighed and sat down in the circle, legs straight out like a teddy bear's. She struggled to pick up the comparatively large cup of whiskey and drank it down. It looked like she was taking a pull from a rain barrel, but she downed the whiskey in one shot. I don't know where it went, given that the doll didn't actually have a mouth or a stomach, but none of it spilled onto the floor. That done, she thrust a tiny fist into the tobacco and stuffed a wad of it into her mouth.